Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Today's caller has a common New Year's resolution. That resolution, that goal, is to write a book. Now listen, when I say common, I am not making light of that at all. I think it's a great idea to write a book. I'm a fan of writing books. I have no objection to the right New Year's resolution. However, I've also learned to never encourage someone to write a book who doesn't want to. That was a very bad habit of mine for a long time. I thought because I want to be an author, I want to write books, I assumed everybody did. And I quickly learned that that wasn't the case. Often I would meet somebody who's like, oh, I've got an idea. I'd be like, that's awesome. Let me tell you everything I've learned. Then I'll start checking on you every week to see how it's going. And then, as I said, I learned that's not a great idea. However, if you do want to write a book, it is a valiant goal that you will find, I believe, to be meaningful no matter what happens with it. That said, this is Side Hustle School, so we are all about practical, helpful tips to make things easier. The caller today is wondering about software and tools, so I'm going to give him 3 recommendations, at least 3, including the software I have used to write my last 3 or 4 books. Unfortunately, it doesn't do it for me. I still have to actually write the books, but it's helpful. We'll also talk about the least useful software, something you will definitely want to avoid if your goal is to be creative. All right, all that's coming up in this episode after this quick message from our sponsor. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Chris. This is Alonzo from Pensacola, and I just started listening to the show earlier this year. I've been trying to catch up by listening to the show in monthly batches. You've featured several people who write romance novels or software guys. What about nonfiction books? I'm looking for the best tool or software to make the process as easy as possible. Should I just open a blank page in Microsoft Word and start writing, or is it better to work from an outline and use the tool or software to guide the way? Thanks.
Alonzo, what's good, man? Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the question as well. I'm excited to hear about your nonfiction book. As mentioned, I'm a big fan of writing books as well. So here is something that pretty much every author will agree upon. Authors, you know, like to disagree about lots of stuff, but I'm pretty sure just about every writer is going to say, you know, ultimately you do whatever works for you. Like that is the one hard and fast rule is everybody's got their own process and such, but if something works for you, then that's the answer ultimately. In fact, if we go back, you know, Shakespeare famously used just some pretty basic, you know, text formatting software found in Apple computers. Before I think he eventually switched to Notepad, which offers the ability to use bold, italics, some other common markdown formatting. You know, so if he could do it right back then with, you know, a previous generation computer, surely we can too, right? And now in an awkward segue from Shakespeare to myself. Well, Alonzo mentioned using Microsoft Word. He said, should I just open Microsoft Word and you know, to a blank page? I actually did that for my first 2 books. I mean, I used Microsoft Word to write my first 2 books. Then I switched to a tool called Scrivener, which I have used ever since. So it's Scrivener, S-C-R-I-V-E-N-E-R. It was Mac only, but now there's a Windows version as well. It makes outlining much easier. It allows me to work on different sections of a manuscript without losing my place. In other words, you don't have to write page one, page two, page three. If you were outlining, it often makes sense to work on a different section and then kind of figure out where it goes. Scrivener costs about $50. It comes, as I said, for both Mac and Windows. It has a 30-day trial where you can check it out and see if it's for you. You could also look at Ulysses, which is Mac only, Focused Writer, which is Windows only, and any other number of options as well. You might consider in a separate category a tool like Evernote, Notion, or Google Docs. I use all of those in different ways in addition to Scrivener. Some of them are better at storing information, whereas I think Scrivener or another outlining tool is better for writing. And of course, as I said, remember, tools are just tools. Like, your goal is to find what boosts your creativity instead of getting you bogged down into minutia or a whole bunch of cool features, you know, that you don't really need. I think cool features are sometimes detrimental to the creative process. And then finally, here is the most unhelpful software. Are you ready for this? The most unhelpful software is Facebook. And not just Facebook, but anything that is like Facebook, which of course is widely available for every computer, including the one in your pocket. You may want to turn that off. In fact, I would recommend you turn it off and turn off your notifications, perhaps even your Wi-Fi or your phone access. Not forever, of course, but to blocks of time that you are devoting to writing. Do whatever you can to create the environment that's going to support your work. I think that is by far the most universal, but also true advice. Okay, Alonzo, and everybody else out there who's trying to write a book, listen, I think it's a good thing. I'm not trying to talk you into it, but I would love to support you in the process if that's you. So let me know how it goes. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. We're going to continue to feature these questions, this kind of interaction, throughout the rest of the year because people liked it so much last year, and I did too. Be sure you're subscribed. We've got a new episode every single day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.